Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1039. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar and Zizel. The Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rafur Shalema Yosef Chaim Ben Liba Arnina Shtaka Hever Rafur Shalema Psych Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, so last year we were talking about some various other ways of being whereby one could be over koitzer, where one has to be careful. One might not realize that there's taka a problem of koitzer. We spoke about possibly in water. Sometimes there's rooting taking place in water, where there's a stem in water, the rav in water, and so on. So there's another type of problem which could come up in reference to koitzer. So it tells us, interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, again, in our Simen Shin Lamed Vav, it says like this, in Sif Hei, Asovim Sha'olu Al Oizen HaKli, it's like a type of an allergy, a moss type of a thing, which we'll see, Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, he explains it, that grows on sometimes on the handle of a Kli, Milachas HaKli, because from the dampness, sometimes you have allergy or a moss, or you have, sometimes it's a type of a fungus or so on, but be it as it may, it comes from a wetness. Usually it comes from the wetness, these metals or so on, like a pail. Sometimes we've seen the Mishabura. Chashuvim kimechubarim lekarka, v'hatayloshon is chayv. It's considered as though it's attached to the ground, even though it's only attached to the kli. Let's say you have a pail, right? And you have this green allergy or whatever it is, the moss growing on the pail. So it's as though it's attached to the ground. So tells us the Mishabura. So this is taka. So says the mechaber. It's taka chayiv. One would taka be chayiv for koitzer. Interesting. I would think. What do you mean? It's not attached to the ground. It's attached to the pail. It's attached to a kli. It's from the wetness. Good. It's attached to a piece of metal. But what does that have to do with something attached to the ground? So we've seen in the past that even items which are not attached to the ground, when one uproots them from its nutrition, from the place whereby, from its growth, from the normal way where it grows, then one is chayiv for koitzer. Or toilish, like we said, that toiloshan, the uprooting is chayiv, but it falls, it's a toilda, like we explained last year, talisha is a toilda under the malacha of koitzer, which is actually reaping. Okay, so the Mishabura tells us in Sifkat, and again, Lamed Dalid, Kamoisha. So what is this type of moss, this type of fungus, or allergy, whatever you want to call it? Kamoisha Matsu, says the Mishabura, Kamoisha Matsu Bidali, you find it sometimes in a pail, on a bucket, right? Shashayavim Baitamid. The person, today, you don't have that much, but years ago, obviously, they used to say in Yiddish, Meshep Vasa, you know, they used to take out whatever it is from the wells, carry water, this. So the pails were always wet and so on. There was always a wetness over there, and it developed this moss and this allergy type thing. So that's what the Mishabura says. So again, just to read it over again, Kamosha Matsu Bidali, you find it in these pails, Shashayam by Tomich, Shagadelim Boy Kamin Pitrias. It's some sort of like looks like a mushroom. It's in the mushroom family, let's put it like that. It's in the mushroom family. Actually, it grows from spores, these type of things. The reproduction is from spores. Okay. So, and we know in the brachas and mushrooms, you make a shahakal. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing, but it's a different type of, it's not an actual, from the plant, from an actual plant like grows on the ground. It grows in a different way from the Briya Sa'ilim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So then the Mishabura says further, in Sifkat and Lamed Hei, says the Mishabura, Mishum, so what's the reason? Well, good, for very nice. It doesn't grow on the ground. It's growing in a pail. It's growing on metal. So what does that have to do with the malacha of, the tolda of toilish, the malacha of kaita, which talisha is its tolda. So says the Mishabura, Mishum, again, in Sifkat Laman, hey, Mishum Oiker Dover Megidule, like we've been talking about, because of the fact that somebody, the person is uprooting it from its source of nourishment, it's from the place where it grows. The Hutai Led is Kaitzer, like we said, right? Like we saw the Sefer Yitzhar Lachas a couple of days ago, we spoke about last time that the Toilish, the Talisha, is a Tolda of Kaitzer. It's an uprooting of something from its source, from plantation, from its growing source, and therefore it falls under the malacha of kaitzer. V'loy dami, he says further like this, does Mishabru, V'loy dami la'otzitz she'enei nakov. We're going to see there's something called a flower pot, which does not have a hole on the bottom, which we're going to talk about. In other words, you have two type of flower pots we've spoken about in the past. One has a hole on the bottom, which gets nourishment from the ground, right? And one does not have a hole, which does not get nourishment from the ground because it's closed and cut off. But again, we're going to get back to that subject. So it says, so the one that's closed off the flower pot, it doesn't get nourishment from the ground. So that's much easier. That's not a major problem, but we'll see how to work with that. But says the Mishmeruv, Leidomi, La'atz Shein Enakav, don't say that it's similar to that type of a flower pot that does not have a hole, right? And in such a case, if you're going to pull something out, you're going to pull out something from a regular flower pot that's not attached to the ground, that toilish mimenu is potter, mishum, the einem mechubar, the karka, oilam, it's not attached to the ground. Okay, also midrabon, it's pater avalasar. It looks like, okay, we spoke about that, we'll get into a little bit more, but since it does not get the nourishment really from the ground per se, it's easier. But says the Mishabura that in our case, again, with the moss or the allergy and the fungus that's growing on this pail or any other type of wet area, sometimes you have it on bricks. A lot of times you see this green stuff growing on bricks. The shoni hasam over there is different to ein derech zariya sham. Over there is different because it's not the regular way that it grows. Masha ain't kain hacha, but over here, and we'll talk about that in with the flower pot and so on. Masha ain't kain, so he says, Masha ain't kain hacha, but over here, the ikka gedulon kain. Over here, this is the regular way that moss grows. This is the regular way that allergy grows. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on over there in Sif Katan Lamed Hey, and says, interesting case, which we're not too familiar with. He says, "Vuadina toilish kitush may his may vehige." It's a type of a perish. The Mishnah Berurah Oiz Vahada explains perish minoi kaitzim. It's a type of a thorn, and this type of a thorn apparently grows from not from the ground. It grows from the mereach hakarke. He says, "Shakaitzim yoin kamimenu." But the bottom line is, even though we don't understand exactly what this is, but he explains, the bottom line is, she'enem mechubarim lekarka. It's also a type of a thing. It's not the moss, not the algae, but it's a type of a thing that doesn't grow. She'enem mechubarim, it's not attached to the ground. But be it as it may, so the point is what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to tell us, that afal pisha gam kitish, even though this kitish thing, einem mechubarim, this type of a thorn, is not, einem mechubarim lekarka, it's not attached to the ground. Afilu hachi, even in such a case, it's not attached to the ground, but chayiv mishum oiker dover migidulai. The bottom line is if somebody pulled this off, wherever the place it's on, apparently it grows sort of like on the sides of the plants or whatever, but it's not attached to the ground. But if somebody again pulls it off because of the fact that they're being oikeret, they're uprooting it, they're being toilish it from the place whereby it gets its nutrition, whereby it grows from, so again, one would actually be chayv. It's an interesting thing that the person's actually mamish chayv. It's not like, well, that's only a drabonon. If it's attached to the ground, it's a deraisa. This will be a drabonon. No, this would actually be mamish chayv. Okay, so be it as it may, we'll talk a little bit more about this next year. We'll see how it applies. But we see that items which are not attached to the ground, even though last time we spoke about something in water, fine, it gets roots, whatever. But over here, it's mamish growing on something else altogether. It's growing on the pail. It's growing on this other thing, whatever it is, growing on metal. So be it as it may, this allergy, this mold, whatever. But since the person's uprooting it from the place of growth, and it's not, even though it's not attached to the ground, it's not in water, it's not with a question of roots, but the person would still mamish be chayev for toilish, again, being, which is the tolda of koitzer. So when you have to be careful in these inyanim, sometimes you see green moss growing. Sometimes it's on bricks. Sometimes it's on metal. Sometimes it's various different places that's wet. And sometimes a person doesn't realize. Shabbos, they're sitting, they'll give a little scratch off or whatever, and then, you know, whatever the case is. Or sometimes the people are playing, they scratch off some of it. Ooh, what is this? When that's enough to do that, they would be chayiv, and it would fall under the melacha of kaitzer. Thank you for listening. Aslach and baruch, kol tov.